Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But also, I have the most embarrassing when I was supposed to lose my virginity story of all time.
Tell.
Which was, I've told you this before, you probably forget. The boys, everything. I feel like Annie's gonna fucking never let me live this down. This is terrible.
No. What kind of toilet paper do you use?
Zero. I don't use toilet paper. I only use baby wipes.
And you flush them all down? Not today.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
I gotta say, my like sensor, like I'm a little off today because we had the holiday party last night. I haven't been in a room with just like loud music and yelling and talking it's been a long time.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't get to go. Was it very loud music?
Yeah, I know everybody. Oh,
it's
Jimmy,
a lot of socialize.
Jimmy Lynn's the love. I'm the guy who shows up.
You are.
Robbie
always.
Shows up.
Always.
You know, Jamie's, yeah, I'll be there. And then what happens right before? You know?
It's messed up.
Yeah. But I got to hang with the boys very much. I spent most of the time with Annie, sitting next to Annie.
Yeah.
We were chilling.
Any new butts? Any new bets?
I know some butts.
Do you?
No, no bets. But we just sat next to each other talking to each other about like how bad we are at parties. You know, that's basically what most of our talk was. We were both just like, yeah, we're not good at.
Yeah. Well, at especially this. Being sober, it's hard to be at a party sober. Like small talk is hard.
I knew it was time for me to leave when the second person was basically saying they were going to beat up Tom. You know,
because
Chris was the first one who said he was going to hit him with a bottle, right?
Oh my God, I wasn't there for that.
Didn't Chris say
that? He was going to smash a glass in his face.
Yeah,
Chris
said he was going to smash a glass in his face,
like,
which
for excitement or
he had a big smile on his face when he said it. And Tom said,
like,
it was
wouldn't it be awesome?
And Tom said it was the only time he ever really saw him smile. He was like, I've never seen your teeth before. And he smiled. And then I'd say, that was pretty early on. And then, like, you know, towards the end of the night, it was Annie challenging Tom to a fight.
Huh? Uh-oh.
You don't remember?
Tell me what Tom's reaction was. Was he, like,
thinking
about it?
Well, then Annie got to the point where he was like, I'd fight Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Like, Annie was like, I'll fight anyone. Like, but he started with, like, I want to do YMH Fight Night. And he said he wanted to fight Tom.
Can I be the card girl?
You could definitely be the ring girl, but hold up. I didn't say I wanted to fight Tom. That's not what that. No. You're telling this wrong.
What did you say?
Unless there's holes in my brain, which there could be. But
you kind of said that.
No,
you
I'm pretty
did
sure
say
I said,
that.
No, I said I would. You know, we got to do YMH Fight Night, and he said who we do fight, and I think I said it was gonna be me and Adav, and then it was like, oh, but that didn't. You know what I'm saying? So then it was like we were talking about who would match with who, but I don't ever remember matching him with me.
You did.
I only asked,
you were talking about fighting Tom for more than 20 minutes.
Chad, you just said he did say that?
Yeah, I think it started, you were saying that Tom couldn't take you down. He was like doing jiu-jitsu.
I didn't say he couldn't. I asked him if he thought he could.
Yeah, and then it kind of went from there into... Yeah.
And so you were talking about fighting Tom?
Did he give
Tom?
A confident yes, I could?
Yeah, he did. Because he went for the hug, and then I thought he was trying to fight me, so I was like, I'll just put my fist up.
Paranoid Annie, bro. You try and give the guy a hug, and he wants to fight you. holy cow.
And then so he gave me the hug. He was like, Merry Christmas. And I was like, you think you could drop me, bro? And he was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could. And I was like, all right.
Is this liquid courage, or is this just, you know, things that just come out of your mouth on a regular basis?
The fact that I don't remember exactly how that went down, I'm pretty sure there's a little bit of, going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely both. I like to instigate. I like to be a nerd.
As a sober dude, the flag, the sign that goes off when it's time to leave is when dudes start challenging each other to fight.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I'm like, okay, Robbie's got to go now.
And this is why I never showed up.
Yeah. It's, I had a good talk with Chad at the end of the night. I wish we started talking earlier. At the end of the night, when, like, people were drunk, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. They, like, turned the lights on, you know? I was like, we gotta get out of here.
Oh.
But he
it was nice.
Yeah,
we got to talk.
You got some bonding time with Chad?
Yeah. Good. But you see, he fucking comes at me before the show, before the mics went on.
Well, it's for the sake of the show and the entertainment. And
the mics were off, and he was coming at me.
I know.
There's no proof of that.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And then he plays a victim on the show. You know, oh, there is. Yeah, my boy, Enny. We got even closer last night, so he'll fucking show that footage.
This started as you saying it was nice to talk to Chad last night and turns into...
It did.
Twisted
real quick.
But it was nice to talk to Chad last night. To my surprise... Right before the show, he starts throwing haymakers at me.
You even said you wish you started talking to him earlier, is what you just said.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chad.
Yeah, I wish we had too. We had a nice conversation. Yeah. So I don't know where this is coming from.
Because I just said the shocking thing was when you came at me before the cameras. Oh, you're playing more of the victim. I see. I see what you're doing. Okay. That's what these boys, they're the victims. Okay.
I see how it is. With that.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But then also, I'm like, you challenged Tom to a fight. He's like, no, I didn't. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, oh, yeah. So this has happened to me before. And it's like, it really rattles. Like, at least 24 hours of my life, I had to shit in the dark again.
Did you lose power?
Yeah. So, again, it's one of these things where, like, the power went off everywhere. And then there was only one place that didn't get it back. And it was mine still, of course. And I'm like, what are the odds that the one fucking place? And, so I'm waiting for it to go on, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta take my shit. And there's like the window, and I'm like, I don't want to shit with this open because the window's right there. So I'm like, well, how do I do it? And I just kind of had to use just the light on my phone and put it on in my bathroom and shit in the dark. And it's a real like gamble.
Why?
Because you don't know when you're really done wiping. Like you can
you had to bring your phone to the bathroom.
Right, but I wasn't touching it. I had it set up to where like the light was kind of just shining like
a
bat
signal. And you wouldn't have picked it up with your other hand and just shined a light on what the situation was?
No, I just kind of went with like, hey, it's like when you got to go out on a mission.
Yeah.
And you're like, you've been doing this a long time. You're ready for this.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas. I'm going to get you a little headlamp in case this happens again. You can just look down with your headlamp.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little stocking stuffer for you, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got
you. That's good. I'll be shitting with a headlamp on. Yeah. That's not my nightmare. So here's what I did. I went around. I asked the people here. And by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, that's Cougar in the booth. Is Zolo had a...
How's it going?
He had to take a shit.
In the dark.
In the dark. Yeah. We make him shit. If he has shit during the show, we make him shit in the dark.
Without his phone.
Yeah. No phone. Darkness.
That kind of sounds nice, like a meditative, experience.
As long
like
as you could put the...
Really connecting with your body and...
As long as you could put the light on when it's wipe time, I agree.
Mm.
But if you're putting the fucking no light wipe...
I don't know. I think I'd have a feel.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that confidence.
Oh.
But I'm also a meticulous wiper. Because I only poop once a day, so I really make sure.
What does meticulous mean?
Like, I don't stop until there is no brown on the baby wipes.
He's wasting a lot of paper. What kind of toilet paper do you use?
Are you rather me walk around with a shitty ass?
No. What kind of toilet paper do you use?
Zero. I don't use toilet paper. I only use baby wipes.
And you flush them all down? Are you clogging your pipes ever?
No.
Wow.
It's fine.
Baby wipes aren't good for you, apparently.
And I use ones
water
from...
wipes. What
yeah,
do you use,
I
like
have
water
that,
wipes.
But I use the ones from like 7th generation, so they're not toxic.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Okay. Just worried about your little butt.
Thank you. So here, it's getting bigger, by the way. I've been doing legs a little more. It's getting a little bigger. I went around, I asked the people here, including Cougar, that's why I introduced him, when they lost their virginity,
mm-hmm.
how old were they,
mm-hmm.
and where it was. So I'll put me in there.
Oh, and so I'm going to guess?
Yeah. Great. So it's going to be me.
Uh-huh.
Tom, because I asked Tom and Christina. Christina didn't get back yet. So I asked me, Tom, we got Enny, Chad, Cougar. So we got five.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Can I write the names down so
I can connect
them?
Yeah. Okay. So here are the ages.
Rob, Tom, Cougar, Enny, Chad.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So here, you want the ages and the location, or do you want the list of ages, then the list of locations?
I want ages first.
Okay. All ages. So we got 17.
Uh-huh.
17,
uh-huh.
16,
uh-huh.
15,
uh-huh.
and 21.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm going to go.
Well, do you think the locations might help you, or you want those after? I give you the locations just so you have maybe a feel. But the locations aren't great.
No. Okay. One at a time. Too much. I'm going to start with one of the 17s and say Tom.
So should I tell you you're right at the end? Like, you want to guess them all, and then I tell you if you're right at the end, or should we do one at a time?
No, one at a time.
Okay, that is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Very good. Yeah, 17 Tom.
I'm going to do the other 17 as cougar.
That is incorrect.
Okay. I'm going to go to the 15 and say you.
No.
Any.
No, I would have done the same. Yeah.
Chad?
That is your boy, Chad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chad, throwing me for a loop.
Hey, James, why is that so surprising?
You're right. I don't know. I don't know.
Why is it so surprising?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just a feel. And I think 15's young. I wouldn't have guessed it.
It is young. It was my 15th birthday.
Oh, so really, he was 14.
Birthday.
You're basically 14.
Cutter was 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
14's young.
But
I think at 15, I was like fully ready.
I mean, looking at Bo and he's 10 and thinking in 4 years, him having sex, like no way.
Oh, Bo's a pimp. I could see it.
Okay.
I think he's ready right now.
16.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She pointed at me for anyone who's just listening. I was 16. Yeah.
21. I feel like this is any?
No.
No.
No. So Cougar is 21.
Cougar was 21.
All right. So then 17 is any.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm going to give you some locations.
Okay.
A van. Do you want them all? Okay. A van.
Mm-hmm.
Her bed. Another bedroom. A friend's bedroom. And then his bedroom.
A van. Is this again? Is this you, Chad, again?
Were you 15 in a van, you fucking dog?
No, that does sound exciting, but no, that was not me.
Okay.
Who was it? Say it.
Was Tom in a van? No. Who? Any, were you in a van?
Yeah, that was me.
Wow.
That's my
Details,
boy.
Details, please.
Oh, man. That's kind of an unfortunate one, but it was her van, and we were camping. We were out camping, and I didn't want to fucking go camp because I fucking hate camping.
Yeah,
they like forced me to go out there, so... We were out there, and they were like, you know, I'm fine to do whatever, like the roast and the marshmallows and all that shit. But then it was at night, and they're like sleeping all in this tiny little tent. I'm like, I'm chill, man. I'm gonna go in the fucking van. And then she fucking slipped in the van, and then
Did you know it was gonna happen? Was like this the camping trip where you were gonna lose your virginity?
It's not a good story.
Was it a girl you were dating?
Mm-mm. Okay. It's a girl I met online. Man, I don't want to. No, it's too much, man. No, it's too much.
Okay. Respect. We're going to respect. This is sacred. Virginity is a sacred thing. I'm sorry it wasn't ideal. But, you know.
All right.
Sometimes it's not.
We got another her bed.
Her bed. I'm going to say you, Rob.
No, that was not me.
Were your friend's bed?
I am. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I am my friend's. Because I didn't have.
You couldn't do it at home.
I couldn't do it at home. And I remember. I think this was it when I was with a girl in my friend's room, and then like there was like that space under the door, and my friends like slid two condoms under the space.
Wow.
And then like me and her started like laughing about it, and then 15 minutes later we were having sex.
Wow. You've always had the nicest friends.
But also I have the most embarrassing when I was supposed to lose my virginity story of all time.
Tell.
Which was, I've told you this before, you probably forget. The boys,
everything.
I feel like Annie's gonna fucking never let me live this down. This is terrible. So because when you're 16, you kind of get, you feel like I've been dating a girl for like a month or whatever. And we kind of knew like, oh, we had a place and whatever.
Yeah.
And I started to go down on a girl. And then when I was going down on her, like I was kind of like humping the bed because it felt good. And then I fucking blew my load.
Right. I knew this.
Yeah. So then when she went to go like undo my pants and like get after it, I was like, hey, you don't want to go in there. Like it's a mess. Yeah, and then
to
it was like,
young.
And she was like, what? Like, yeah, now it's like, oh my God. But yeah, she, yeah, and she was like, huh? Like, and then, because she's like, you know, she was my age, she was 16, and she was like, what happened? And then I'm like, I got to sit here now. Like, what was supposed to be the best night of my life has now become me sitting next to the girl who I really liked at the time, telling her how I just jizzed in my pants.
But were you, here's my question for everyone else other than any, because he's told us a story, but like, everyone I know, including myself, like losing the virginity was like planned. It was like, okay, I'm gonna do it, and this is the person I'm doing it with. Was that the similar for you guys? It doesn't feel like it's a like at least where I grew up, it wasn't like a spur of the moment thing. It was a very like, I've made this decision and it's going to happen Saturday.
See, for us, it was more so like, I knew it was going to be her, but it was just like, when are we going to have a place?
A time to do it,
you know what I mean?
Because
like when you're a city kid, you don't really, it's not like you're in people's houses and shit. Like being, I met her in the park, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We spent a lot of the time hanging
romantic
out in the park. Yeah.
How about gorgeous you guys?
Yeah, it was planned for me.
Planned.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Planned in, kind of hold planned on, Chad, in her bed?
In my bed.
In your bed. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Cougar?
That one was in her bed.
Her. Okay, you're her bed.
Yeah, and there was a plan. I guess it was planned, so
yeah,
you could say that there was a plan.
So, with 21, were you holding out? Were you trying to save it?
I wouldn't say save it. It just didn't happen until around that time. It was actually my birthday too. I had just turned 21.
Wow. Oh wow!
And I met somebody at the, I guess we were celebrating it at a club or something. And you know, she
Was a rando.
She was a rando. Yeah.
Wow.
And she was older than me too.
Wow.
How much older?
I mean, I was 21. I think she was like maybe 27.
Oh, here's the golden question.
A lot of birthday sex.
Did you tell her you were a virgin?
Yes, I did.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's cool.
So she was like, I'm ready to do this. Like 27, knew what she was doing.
Yeah, so at like the after party, like she kind of like, you know, pulled me aside and, you know, we were messing around a little bit and, you know, she wanted to get down and dirty, as they say. And
that's what they say.
I sort of felt like I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is probably not going to end well. So I caved and I told her, and she was into it. And we just had a little discussion after that. And she was like, okay, so we're not going to do this now, but come over tomorrow.
Oh, that's dope. That's a 27-year-old bro who knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that like, oh, we'll do it right now.
Yeah.
She knew it was us. Because my question was going to be, did, well, like, because when you were like, yeah, I did say I was a virgin, like, was that your thing? Like, did you tell all, were you telling a lot of chicks you were a virgin when you were like 19 and 20?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if it came up, it was usually something, and it just, you know, for whatever reason, it just never really happened for me.
It's an honest guy.
So what about this next day? Like, do you wake up right away and you're like fucking skipping out of bed? Like, how do you?
Yeah. I mean, you know. I mean, she told me, like, yeah, just go.
Did you take her to dinner first?
I did not take her to dinner.
No, no way.
I mean,
you don't want to eat right before?
Well, not, did anything happen prior? You just, like,
no,
walked,
I mean,
into
she
her
told
place
me
and went to Bonetown. What happened?
If she says to come over and you're like, no, I want to take you to dinner first, you're going to retard it. Like, you can't.
Really?
Yeah, of course. If she says, hey, why don't you just come over tomorrow? You're a virgin. There's no, like, hey, how about we grab some food first?
And you're 21-year-old virgin, right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I got some condoms and a sixer, if that counts.
Oh, it wow. Counts. You showed up
you
early,
prepped?
Early.
Did
what
you
time
shave?
Did you go over?
Yeah, I shaved,
groomed?
Prepped.
You groomed?
Yeah.
Manscaped?
I made sure I smelled really great. You
great.
Know?
Wow. So
oh my gosh.
How long was this session? Like what?
I mean, we did it a couple of times. The first one, I was, you know, it was relatively short as expected.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we got the practice in, you know, got warmed up, I mean, did a little bit better after that.
Good for you.
That's awesome. Yeah, she must have had to really get you out of there with, you know, because how do you want to leave, you know? If
yeah.
you wait until 21 and then some chick is like, come to my place, lose her virginity, and then she's like, all right, I'm going to go. Like, oh, that's got to be tough to leave.
Yeah?
Or yeah. Well, do you order food? Do you take her out to eat after? What happens?
No, basically, you know, we did that, and then that was it. Never saw her again.
Really?
Wow.
And did you know when you were walking out, like, I'm never going to see her again?
I mean, I wasn't sure. I mean, I was just too busy thinking, like, wow, that was pretty cool.
That
I
was
can't
awesome.
Wait to do it again.
Yeah.
How long did you have to wait before the next?
The next one
still hasn't happened.
Unfortunately, it has happened many other times.
See, Rob, he's a bully. You see, Cougar.
No. Maybe he's choosing to wait, Chad. I'm not trying to. You know.
Yeah. I mean, shortly after that, I mean, I found somebody else a couple months later, and you know, I've just been plowing my way through town.
That's awesome, man. Congrats.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for you. So then, Tom was 17 at his place.
Nice.
That's interesting. Out of five dudes, there's only one who it was his place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense, though, sometimes.
Where was yours?
It was my place.
I thought it was two her places.
I was 16, It was at my first boyfriend's house. His mom was a stewardess, so she wasn't home a lot of the time. And she walked in on us our very first time.
Wow.
Yep.
So she was a stewardess. You thought she was like in Honolulu?
We didn't think she, like, maybe a flight of hers got canceled or something. We thought nobody was home. And his room was like, you walked into his house and his room was like the first door. The front door opens and like right to your left was his room. And she just like went to walk in. And yeah. And so he like picked the covers up and she like ran out and she didn't know I was there. I think she thought she walked in on him like jerking off or whatever.
Nice.
And then like later she like heard that I was there. And then the next time I come over, she like sat us down to like talk about like birth control and stuff like that. Like she was super cool. It was very awkward. I was like freaking out. I'm like, this is a sign from God. We shouldn't be doing this. Like I was, because it was like, I mean, you know, it's a big deal.
Do girls, like when you were that age, 16, 17, like were there ever girls who like came back and they were like, hey, I lost my virginity and it was fucking awesome?
No, everybody was like, it hurt. It was
always bad.
Miserable. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Dudes, like my first time was probably like a minute and a half and I came out like, I was like, give me a Marlboro Red. I was like, that was the shit.
Yeah,
you know
course.
What I mean?
Yeah.
We're like, just like for girls. It's just,
we just like walk out with our heads down like, okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because also when you're a dude, you're like, well, now that it's done, I got to go tell someone.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the thing. Like you got to, because it's like something you've been talking about with your boys for years where you're like, oh my God, one day I'm finally going to get to lose my virginity. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
Mine was traumatizing.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's okay. We figured it out after.
So how long do you wait to have sex again?
I mean, you know, at that age, you're like,
I don't know, because you could have been like traumatized.
No. At that age, you like can't keep your hands off each other, you know? And he didn't go to my school, so it was like we didn't see each other every day. So.
How'd you know him?
He went to camp with one of my really good friends, and he was like a skater, and he was like cool and different.
So since the time you lost your virginity till now, what do you think is the longest period you've gone without having sex?
I think one time I went like 7 or 8 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've never been a casual dater. Like, I tried one time in my life prior to meeting Cutter where I was, like, trying to date, like, multiple people. And I couldn't.
I mean,
I wouldn't sleep with anybody, but, like, I would. It just wasn't hard. Like, to me, it's like I meet somebody, I'm, like, into them and just try out a relationship.
Yeah, I'm like that now, but it's even worse with apps now because, like, you'll be talking. Like, and when I first got on apps, I was like, okay, I'll be talking to, like, 3 girls. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, so your dad's going to like Massachusetts tomorrow. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, you'll also take like the good stuff and sometimes like morph it into one, you know, like I'm like, oh yeah, you're super into nutrition, right? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh damn, that was another, you know, like it's just so I'm like, once I start talking to a girl, I'm out like of all the other ones. Like I can't even.
I get it.
And like so many people are like, but what if you miss the I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
You're not worried about that.
I'm so used to asking Zolo, do we have a memory lane for today?
We sure do.
Even though we've been strolling down it already, this whole pod.
Wow. I know where that is.
Is it a fashion show?
Yep. That is a sick jacket. I just want to say.
Heatherette.
Oh, wow.
Is the fashion show?
I just know it's New York Fashion Week. I'm going to say
2005.
I was gonna say 2006.
It is 2006. It's the Olympus Fashion Week in New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are good.
That's a I gotta say that
you
jacket.
You look like Edward Furlong there.
You do. Yeah,
that was the
Doesn't
first
he?
Like nice
like
jacket.
Like Terminator Edward Furlong.
That was the first night jacket I ever bought myself. That was like you finally deserve.
Is it fuzzy inside?
Yes.
And
it
suede?
It was finally like, oh, you can look like an adult. Because I always looked like a kid going out. You
I
know
looked
what I
like
mean?
A woman there. Like, I don't look like a 25-year-old girl. I look like a woman. You know what I mean? Like a middle-aged woman. There's Edward Furlong. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look at him on the left.
Which one?
Edward Furlong, like now.
Where?
All the way in the left.
On the left. Oh, shit. I thought that was like the term. Holy shit. Wow, yeah.
Well,
you know what we should. You know what we should do. We should do You know how TV shows, what like you know they had like The Biggest Loser and like Can You Get in Shape or whatever. Imagine we took like 8 child actors who would just have been like having a rough time, and it's like whoever loses the most weight and gets in the best shape, like, you get a fucking movie or whatever they want. You know what I mean? $100,000 or whatever would make them happy.
Yeah, I could see it happening, but it would feel dirty to me. That feels like a dirty show.
Really? I feel like you'd be helping their lives. Like,
yeah, but what about the losers?
Because I'm thinking about where I was 10 years ago, and if somebody came at me with like, hey, if you'll get your fucking shit together, there's like this prize, and it might have tempted me to possibly get healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I just feel like if Hollywood was toxic for them once, it's probably not a safe place for them to go back into.
See, I look at it as like, a lot of them want to get back and they can't. You know what I mean? Like, they want to get back in, but they're like...
Yeah, I look at it the opposite. Like, this was not a good place for you because it led you down this road. We should not be bringing you back for the sake of our entertainment.
Really? See, I think it would be awesome. I think having like 8 ex-child actors... You laughing at the thing popping out of my ear, Annie?
No, I'm laughing at the contrast between both of your opinions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right before you laughed, it was like... Boop! And just popped up. Yeah, I don't know. I just think like, I could imagine like 8 child actors in a house would probably be fucking awesome.
Of course it would be fantastic television. I just worry about after. But that's just me.
So
I'm not a producer.
I got a thing on my phone that was like, here are your most, you know, it's the end of the year. And it was like, here are the most played songs.
On Spotify?
Of the year. No, it was on Apple Music for me. Uh-huh. Do you know, like, are you somebody who... You do like listen to a song like so much over and over?
No,
like
my
I
kids,
do?
They use my Spotify account, so it's all my kids.
Oh, okay.
Because I listen to podcasts in the car, and I don't listen to a lot of music, or I listen right currently now to Christmas music. So, to the Holly channel. So my kids, my Spotify number one artist is Connor Price, because that's who my boys love.
Is that country?
No, he's this young white kid rapper. He's dope.
Really? How
He's
young?
Dope. I don't know.
See, I'm
how
telling you, man.
How old's Connor Price? In his 20s. Gotta
Bo's,
be.
Bo's gonna be banging
real
soon.
Look how cute this little 29.
Oh, I thought he was like a kid. Yeah, he's like a...
He's awesome.
Really? Okay. Yeah, see, now
He's
I know.
An actor,
I'm,
too.
I know I'm fully out of the loop. This guy is like probably
one of the
most... I
would only know because of my kids. It's like all their walk-up songs in baseball is all Connor Price. So my... Literally, my... Like, it was like, you are one of Connor Price's number one listeners. Like, yep.
Because I know I'm the type of person who, like, when I find a song I like, 9 times out of 10, I just play it over and over and over.
So
like,
what were your songs?
What were my songs?
Let's get down to business.
That was my...
I think of you every time I hear that song.
That was my wake surfing song. Yes. I fucking love that shit. No, my number one song was Dior by Pop Smoke. Oh, that's a banger. Because that's my fucking gym. Like,
gets you
pumped? That song is insane. That song is incredible. What are you boys like listen to songs over and over types?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you know what like your top 2023 songs would be? By the way, I don't even think Dior came out in 2023. I just listened to it.
Definitely did not.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Mr. I don't know anything about pop culture.
Right. I mean, I'm black, so you know, it's kind of a cheat, but
that's my point exactly.
Also, Pop Smoke died, so I mean, that's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, R.I.P. died, the artist?
Yeah. One of the fucking best songs ever.
But yeah, for mine, I mean, I haven't looked at it, the Spotify rap thing, but I mean, I could pretty much guarantee it's going to be Zach Fox on number one. You more than likely don't know him, but he's a comedian and rapper, and he's the funniest fucking dude, and I love his music, so
cool.
It's definitely my number one.
Cool. Is it like Weird Al Yankovic, or is he like...
I mean, I don't want to hate on Weird Al, so...
It's all right.
I'm going to just say
it's
no.
It's just a different type.
I think it's different.
Yeah.
Personally.
Okay. But I didn't know if it was like... corny, like, you know, like Weird Al would even say like his shit is corny, like he's not trying to make like prolific music.
Oh, all right. I mean, I'm just, yeah, I wouldn't want to say that about it. But yeah, if he's trying to say he's corny, then yeah, but it ain't like that. It's like, it's actually funny, but it's actually lyrically speaking dope as fuck. So
yeah,
I think it's
both.
Yeah,
I mean, Weird Al Yankovic's biggest hit was like eat it instead of beat it. Right. I think he would admit he's a little, you know,
remember
like
I'm fat instead of I'm bad.
Oh yeah.
I'm fat.
Yeah, I think he would have known. He'd be like, what? You think I'm, you know, you thought eat it was corny, you know?
I mean, art's art, man. I'm trying to eat.
There you go.
Yeah, but I think he goes for, like, he's not looking to, like, you know, fan, like, you know. Like.
I get you. Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I mean?
He's just silly.
What are we thinking there, Chad? Are we listening to the same songs over and over?
Yeah, I tend to. I think my most listened to song was by Fugazi. They're like a kind of a harder kind of punk band from back in the day.
Okay.
And then some, I think it's like Simon and Garfunkel, and nice. Then Elliott Smith, stuff like that.
Cougar, what are the kids listening to?
The kids. I mean, mine's probably just littered with all sorts of goth music or stuff you'd see on Christina's feed.
Hell yeah. Are you like me when I was 16? Are you like a big Pantera, like that kind of shit?
Unfortunately, no. I liked more like, you know, new wave 80s stuff rather than Pantera. I mean, I can appreciate stuff like that, but I don't know. That's just me.
Pantera was my fucking favorite. I actually, you know who I love? By the way, one of the songs I listened to over and over was Kodak Black. Mm-hmm. I forget which one. I don't know, but I was watching an interview of him and I couldn't understand something he was saying, so I thought I'd bring it to you and you could tell me what he was saying. You have the clip, right, Chad?
Like, what the fuck going on? You know, like, sometimes you get caught up in that matrix that shifting and shit, like, that nothing out of there. And you don't really be processing that shit. Cause, like, bitch, you know, late nights, early mornings, shit like that. They're just on the run.
So let's pause it here. Like that. What'd you get so far, Jane?
When he's processing things late at night or early in the morning or shit like that.
Yeah, but also he seems to have a problem with society, right? I think he's.
Is that what he said?
Let's do it again. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the top. Here, you want a pen?
What the fuck going on? You know, like, sometimes you get caught up in that matrix that's shifting and shit, like, that nothing out of there. And you don't really be processing that shit. Cause, like, bitch, you know, late nights, early mornings, shit like that. They're just
okay, let's pause.
On the run again.
What do you got, Jamie?
Well, I wish I heard the question, but something about society and him processing that late night or early in the morning or shit like that. I don't think there were any other words other than those.
See, I was kind of with him when he's like, society, he's like, you get caught up in the matrix. And he's like, I don't really
be. Oh, he said the matrix?
And he's like, I don't really be processing shit like that. But then when he's like, late night, early morning, he starts to lose me. I don't know why he's talking about late night, early morning. Let's keep going and see if you can get the tail end.
Food and shit like that, eh? And you're really like, sitting down and really just having time to what you call it. But yeah, like, but I'm gonna say, like, this year, I've been zooling and shit, like back then, it'll take for, like, no crackers, they have to sit a nigga down and shit right quick for a nigga to start, like thinking and like, reevaluating shit for, like, right. for what it be. But, like, this year, like, I just, not saying, just, like fell back right quick. And like, I was on some shit, like, before these people had to do it and shit like that, they. And then, like, a lot of that shit, like, man, that's for sure.
I'm not saying this in a cliche way, but you really can change the world.
Yeah.
I felt like he lost battery. Like, he was talking and then he, like, slowed down and then just, like, looked down.
What's the world going to be like if he changes
it? If he's changing it, listen.
Yeah. So did you get anything from the second part of
Not a word.
Nothing?
Not a word.
Any of the boys back there want to?
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
Oh, that was good. That was it. Yeah, that was pretty much what I got. What?
It seemed like just kind of a lot of filler, nothing kind of phrases, you know?
A lot of, he's doing a lot of the noises.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the healing noises.
I think we might even,
he's doing a lot of that.
That's what I want. That's what I'm going to get. Annie, you think you could throw a couple of Kodak Black noises on the sound thing? Whatever, you surprise me. Whatever you want.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Wasn't he kind of talking about, like, you know, like, you can get caught up in society and kind of forget your mission, like, where you're going, you'd be up. It's like, I don't know, the late night, early morning is kind of like, it's just day to day. You kind of forget, you know, I guess, your direction. And then I feel like the second part, definitely a lot of stuttering. It was very difficult to follow. But I feel like he was saying that this year's been good. So he's been more on his shit and kind of been moving in the right direction. So, yeah, he feels like he's on top of some shit right now.
Oh, a beautiful translation.
I thought he also said something about crackers at one point.
Like, he also has, like, a pound of diamonds in his mouth. Like, I don't think anybody could speak. Now I know what to do if I can't fall asleep. Just listen to him. It's like...
Yeah. Can you Google Kodak Black songs? I'm trying to remember the song that I played over and over again this year. There's a song of his that I fucking love. Super Gremlin, excuse me. Oh, so good. And we could be superstar.
Jack loves that song.
Oh, it's so good.
Jack loves, I can ask Cutter. Jack has really good taste in music, actually.
Yeah. As somebody who used to be, or who still is, a singer, if you had to say who had the best voice of all time, like female, let's do female. Who had the best female voice of all time?
Whitney Houston.
That's my number one. Yeah. And then who do you go after that?
Celine and Adele.
Yeah. See, I would go, I liked Adele and Amy Winehouse. Celine doesn't really do it for me. I mean, she's fine, but I don't put her with the I feel like she's performing, where I feel like when I watch when I watch Adele, I'm like, damn, she feels like she's feeling every fucking word of this. Where when I watch Celine
Dion.
You
don't think Celine is feeling what she's saying? She uses her fingertips.
No, I think she is so cold. I don't think she has any. I think that's all the performance. I think as soon as she fucking takes those things out of her head, she's like, yeah, where do I fucking gotta go? Like, where I think Adele,
I don't know Celine.
I don't know Celine.
You don't know her at all.
But I don't get that from her.
Ugh. Yeah. Celine slaps.
No. She's great, but I'm just saying what I relate to, I love Adele, those big moments from Celine to me seem very like, I'm constantly reminded that I'm watching someone perform, where Adele, I lose myself.
Okay.
That's how we do.
Okay. That's how
boys,
you feel.
Boys, we got any different number one voices of all time?
I would say Whitney for sure, but after that I typically go a little bit lower, kind of under the radar. Emmylou Harris or like Linda Ronstadt or Bjork. I kind of like different voices over like great, great voices.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, Bjork. Shout out to Bjork. Any, you got anything for us?
I'm nowhere near musically educated enough to give a good answer.
Who's your favorite female voice of all time?
Is there like a female voice that like you just like to listen to, or none?
Female voice I like to listen to, shit. I don't know. I'm bad at this.
Does any guy have a female voice they like to listen to? Really deep down? Come on, let's be real.
I'll just turn it off once that starts.
Yeah. As soon as it's not Zach, whoever, it's off. All right. Well, that is another episode. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.